Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, Rob, I want to get your take on this. I want to open up the phone lines. I want to take phone calls on this. 913-586-7965. I would say the Chiefs fans have walked around for the last 5 years with a deserved arrogance. You've been better than everybody. Your team wins more than everybody else. Your quarterback has more accolades than everybody else. Chiefs fans have been allowed to kind of peacock it a little bit. They've been able to walk around and strut their stuff, and you've been better than everybody else. That's not really how this season has played itself out. I wonder in some ways if Chiefs fans are over it. Because, Rob, maybe this is me just misreading the text line. There is a big group of people that are ready to just pack it in for the rest of the season, ready to start getting ready for the offseason, and ready to start preparing for the NFL draft. But I was thinking this is a hypothetical button game. We don't even got to play it. Right now, if I told you there are two pathways for the Chiefs, one of the pathways ends up with them at 10-7. That seems like a realistic record for the Chiefs at the end of this season, 10-7. Last year, 10-7 would have got you the 18th overall pick in the NFL draft. That was Seattle's record last year. They were a 10-7 football team. Or if I tell you that the Chiefs turn things around, make it to the playoffs, they get to the second round of the postseason, and then you roll the dice and take it from there. I'm not going to tell you if they win. I'm not going to tell you if they lose. But I tell you that they go on a hot streak. They win the first game of the playoffs, and they get to the second round of the postseason. Which one of those options would you take? I think a lot of Chiefs fans would just say, I don't think they can go to the Super Bowl anyway. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. Let me just take the 18th overall pick and let's just prepare ourselves and get ready for the 2026 season. That's why I ask, are Chiefs fans just over it? That you were in it, you stayed in it for as long as you could, the Chiefs have let you down, and you now think that the best thing for this team to do is play less football in January and position themselves where they have a better selection in the NFL draft and start the process of rebuilding their roster. Which of those options do you think the average Chiefs fan would take, Rob? If we went to Talk of the Town, we went to the other place, and we just walked around and asked people. There are two options. The Chiefs go 10-7, miss the playoffs, and get the 18th overall pick. Or the Chiefs get hot, they make the postseason, they win their first postseason game, they go to the second round of the postseason, and then whatever they do from there, maybe they end up going on a run, maybe they lose that game, maybe they lose in the AFC Championship game, but this team gets hot, gets right, and goes into the postseason on a 5-game winning streak. I think there's a good portion of Chiefs fans that would just take the 18th overall pick.
I think what makes this question interesting is the wild card round win. Because I think if it was just playoffs and roll the dice or 18th overall pick, I think it would be overwhelming for the 18th overall pick. I do. But I think the fact that Chiefs have won a game in this hypothetical gives them a chance to get hot. I think it is closer to a 50-50 proposition. Because I think, despite all the Chiefs' issues, and despite the fact that Chiefs are on the outside looking in or sub-500 and all those things, there is still an underlying belief that if they get it going, watch out. And I think that belief stems from what happened in 23. Because while vibes and everything is worse now than it was in 2023, we're kind of in the same spot. It was, hey, they're going to make the playoffs. You're going to put the Dolphins at home. You'll get that one. But then it's Bills-Ravens. That's where the season comes crashing down. And the Chiefs went on a run, and we, as we know, won the Super Bowl. So I think the average fan would be willing to roll the dice because in your hypothetical, they get a first-round win. And from there, it's just two any given Sundays away from doing something special. So I think it's 60-40 would take the playoffs right now.
Because I'm looking at the text line right now, and someone just sent this in. CDOT, there's no shot. We all want the playoffs. How is this even a question? I can read to you texts that people are sending right now. CDOT, I've been checked out for about 3 weeks now. I'm ready to move on to the next season. It's now Kansas basketball season. Somebody else said, that's not true. Someone else just texted in. I know this team isn't changing, so I'm mentally ready to rebuild and start for 2026. It is very much split now, I would say, with the fan base, if you even want them to make the postseason. That I would say, I have never seen this before, and this team and their season has beaten people down so much. A couple of weeks ago, the feeling was, we got 15, if we get in the playoffs, we can make anything happen. I don't think fans believe that about this team. I don't think fans have lost that hope in a big picture sense. You obviously trust your quarterback, and you feel like he will be back. I don't think people feel like Pat is enough to help this team win three straight weekends in January right now. I just don't get that feeling that that's how people feel. I don't know if Pat right now is playing good enough football to where you think that he can put it together for three straight weeks to help you win the Super Bowl. But I understand the concept of, hey, let's get to the playoffs. We'll roll the dice. We'll take our chances. And we trust our team going up against Bo Nix. We trust our teams up against Drake May. I think there is a portion of Chiefs fans that just seem to be over it with this team. I've given this team every possible leeway, every single excuse that I possibly could. And I think there is a portion of Chiefs fans, and we've talked about it, they've gotten there at different points, but they have finally reached the point of this team's not good enough. I mean, these games that they've been losing, they're losing to teams they're going to have to beat in that frame. Buffalo, Denver, Dallas, Houston. We're talking about possible playoff teams in all of this. I do think there is a pretty good-sized portion of the fan base that now that you ask them, would you rather make the playoffs or lose out and get the better draft position? I think it is a decent percentage of people that, hey, if we can't win the Super Bowl, let's just lose out the rest of these games. Let's try to get the best possible draft position that we can. Let's retool the roster and let's just start over for 2026. I think that is a significantly large number. It ain't zero. It might not be 50-50. It might be to what you're saying, Rob. It might be 40% on the lose out and 60% on the make the playoff side. But it is a legitimate debate, I think, on what Chiefs fans want to have happen and how they see the rest of this season going.
I also think part of this equation, too, is, and it kind of fits in with your point about the group that's saying lose out, is so there's a sect of the fan base that's kind of sour on everything right now. And there's a thought that if the Chiefs are picking 18, the Chiefs will find a way to screw it up. Which is odd to me because we are 12 months removed from In Vitro We Trust, and he had found a star in every draft, and he had found just diamonds in the rough with every free agent signing, and he had this grand master plan. I think there is a sect of the fan base that is saying, I don't want the 18th overall pick because I don't think Brett Veach is going to do a good job with the 18th overall pick, which is a wild delineation from where we've been. But I think it does show the fracture in the fan base of even if you are team playoffs, you still don't trust what the Chiefs infrastructure is, which is insane to believe the Chiefs infrastructure has lost all trust in not even 12 months, because 12 months ago, vibes were very high.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, CDOT, what would 6-11 get us? 6-11 would get you somewhere between the 10th and 12th pick is what 6-11 would get you. So, I mean, if the Chiefs won out, or lost out, they would get probably the 10th to 12th overall pick. It's hard to know, tiebreakers, all of those things. But yeah, I mean, if the Chiefs end this season where I think they will end it, they are 10-7 or 9-8, they'll get somewhere in between the 16th through the 19th overall pick. If that's how they end up doing it. Obviously, they make the playoffs, you go down, you guys know how the draft order is. I don't got to tell you all that. But yeah, I think there is a portion of Chiefs fans that they don't think this team has it. They're ready for this team to end. They think the best thing for the future is to take the draft pick and also get the rest. That's where I think that's a, there's another part of this too. I think there is a portion of Chiefs fans that if you ask them, hey, what's the number one reason they missed the playoffs? They look tired. They've played more football than everybody else for the last couple of seasons. So them not having the mental grind and strain of three or four extra games tacked on to the end of the season, just go ahead and finish out this regular season, take the 17th overall pick, get all of January off, all of February off, retool, reload, plan your weddings, have all of those things, come back focused with a impact draft and ready to go. I think there's a big portion of the Chiefs fan base that is ready to do that. We can take your phone calls on this, 913-586-7965. So I asked the question, if there were two options for the Chiefs the rest of the season, the option is the Chiefs get the 18th overall pick, which is finishing 10-7. Last year, Seattle finished 10-7. They got the 18th overall pick, or this team makes the playoffs and they get to the divisional round of the playoffs and it is up to them the rest of the way. Which one of those options would you pick? Rob thinks it is 60-40 make the playoffs and 40% would take the draft pick. I'm curious what you guys think. 913-586-7965. We'll read your text and take your phone calls next. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, so a couple people are asking, Carrington, give us an example of what you could get at the 18th overall pick. It's a little bit difficult because the last 2 years, the 18th overall pick has been an offensive lineman, but I can just give you this example. Last year, the 19th overall pick was Emeka Egbuka, who might be the best rookie in the National Football League. Omarion Hampton was the 22nd overall pick. If you get the 18th overall pick, you can draft a very, very good player to your team. Like, so yeah, so I've the last 2 years, I mean, this year it was the Seahawks starting left guard. I don't think the Chiefs are drafting a guard in round one. You certainly would draft Emeka Egbuka with the 18th overall pick if he was available and feel really, really good about throwing him in the middle of your offense. So yeah, it goes without saying, you got a chance to take a really good player if you pick at 18. So we bring that up because I asked the question, are Chiefs fans just quite simply over this season? And if Chiefs fans were now presented with the two options, you could just finish 9-8, finish 10-7, have the 16th overall pick, the 18th overall pick. Would you take that option? Or would you, this team, kind of get hot, get going a little bit, get themselves into the playoffs, and you can then roll the dice on what happens with them getting to the second round and then see what happens? Rob and I both think that there is a decent size of the fan base that would just take the draft pick at this point. I think there is a group of fans that don't think this team can make a Super Bowl run, thinks this team could just quite simply use January off, reload, retool. If you miss the playoffs, you're certainly making some changes to your coaching staff and just kind of pressing a hard reset and coming back in August refreshed and ready to go. I do think there is a portion of the fan base that feels that way. I think it's at around 40%. Rob also has it there, but I also see the argument of, let's go to the playoffs. We got 15. We got Mahomes in this scenario. That means you're starting to play well. That also means you went on the road in the wild card round and won your first game. And now you got two Sundays from getting back to a Super Bowl, and you will always take that chance with your quarterback and your defense. Rob, before we get to the phone lines, you are as big as anybody on draft pick, draft pick, draft pick. Which side of this argument are you on? Would you rather the Chiefs just finish 9-8, 10-7 and miss the playoffs, or do you want them to make the playoffs and see what happens?
Oh, I mean, me personally, lose. Now, I will say this one caveat. The show and the station operate better when the Chiefs are in the postseason, but if you're asking me which I'd rather see happen for the Chiefs and the football reasons, absolutely lose out. Because the team needs a refresh. We talk about it all the time. Refresh, reload, different, change, change, change.
I think you can reload that way as well.
I don't know that at 10-7 the team makes changes. I think it's not just the draft pick. I think status quo becomes the thing at 10-7. And what we talked about yesterday, how you could see a scenario where the Chiefs this offseason try to pitch the fans that, hey, we were a couple plays away, so everything's working. Just trust we're going to make those couple of plays. If they go 10-7, they are 1,000% pitching the idea that they are a few plays away from being even better, and I think that status quo would be a problem for me.
Now, looking at the draft order, this just popped in my head. I know the Chiefs wouldn't have done this, but I'll just ask you anyway. Do you think the Chiefs are better if they draft Quinshon Judkins or Travion Henderson over Josh Simmons?
Ooh.
Like right now, if you could go back in time.
No.
And for the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs, if they didn't have Josh Simmons and they had Quinshon Judkins or Travion Henderson, are they a better team?
No. I don't think Jalen Moore is that good at left tackle. And that's their I know everyone's going to say, well,
I don't think offensive line is why they lost on Sunday. Went up against an elite defensive line.
I don't think that's why they lost either, but I don't think that Travion Henderson is the difference. I don't think Quinshon Judkins makes them go from 6-7 to, oh, wow, world beaters. I think a lot of the same problems that the Chiefs have exist even with a first-round running back. Because you know what? Patrick Mahomes likes to play, run around and, you know, run for his life and make plays mode, like that article in The Ringer said. I don't know that Issa Pole or Jalen Moore at left tackle fixes that problem.
You want to know how many yards per carry Travion Henderson is averaging so far this year?
Is it the whopping 3.8 that Kareem Hunt has?
4.8 yards per carry.
No doubt. Travion Henderson.
Travion Henderson has been very good far this season.
This is not an insult to him.
He's also one of those players that you and I both knew he was going to be very good heading into the season.
I just don't know.
Throwing it out there. I'm just asking the question.
Do you think a running back is a cure-all?
I don't think it's a cure-all. I think their team is in a drastically better position if they could rely on
them.
I think they are in a drastically better position if they could run the football.
I think they had another six opportunities to take a running back, and they would have been fine.
I'm with you.
I guess I'm with you.
They drafted one that works.
Yeah.
I have too much evidence of when Pat feels like he's the running game, their offense doesn't work. And if there were games that they felt like they could turn around and trust their running back and give their running back the 16 carries and he have a good day, I think for this team, that's worth an extra one or two games.
I just think – I agree.
They gave those guys 21 carries and got 60 yards. 21 carries for 60 yards on Sunday against the Houston Texans.
I agree with you on the fact that their running backs were bad. I just don't know that a running back drastically improves their team, because that problem they have about Patrick Mahomes running around and having to be the offense still exists if the left tackle is even pick a guy, Jalen Moore or Issa Pole, that they are noticeably worse at that position, and that position is what gets Patrick Mahomes in trouble.
Yeah, they're gonna play half of their season without that left tackle anyway that they spent a first round draft pick on.
To be fair, Quentron Jenkins had off the field issues too. 100%. So he's been squeaky clean over there.
He honestly would have fit right in. That's the kind of players they love. Those guys move to the top of their draft board. They love questionable character when it comes to the draft. 913-586-7965. Daryl called into the show. Daryl, how you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem,
I listen every day. I was listening yesterday, and a guy I work with comes by and he's like, "What do you listen to that for? It's over." I'm like, "No, it's not over." And anyway, I'm going for the playoffs. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, ask Mitch Holthus, ask Andy Reid. We are one play away from every single one of these games that we've lost. I mean, we are capable of beating any team in this league any given Sunday. And we get into the playoffs, anything can happen. We are just as good, and that draft pick wouldn't make a damn bit of difference no matter where that pick was last year or next year. That isn't going to win any more games. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Daryl, man. I appreciate it, man. Don't tell you got to tell your coworker to listen each day. Y'all don't listen to the open of the show. You got to tell that coworker to listen to the – you got to tell – he's the one friend you need to be telling to listen to the show. I don't believe that the 2025 Chiefs can beat anybody. I don't believe that. I know it sounds good, and I get why other people feel that way. The 2025 Chiefs have not shown me that. Especially when we are talking about, you got to do this in consecutive weeks. They have to do this. The Chiefs have won one football game since Halloween. It's Christmas time. They've won one football game since Halloween. So I don't believe this, oh, we can beat anybody on any given Sunday. Well, then why aren't they doing it now? They've had a month of these kind of games. They had that right before the bye. They were 5-3. Man, we feel drastically different about the Chiefs if they were 6-3 coming off of, they went on the road and beat that Buffalo team. It changes the course of their season. They lost. They then came back after the bye week. We threw every stat out there about the Chiefs after the bye, and we knew how important that game was in the division. Chiefs didn't win that game. On Thanksgiving, hey, there's a big difference in being 7-5 and 6-6. You got to figure out a way to win this game. They lost. On Sunday, they gave us this whole one-play speech. They gave it to us for a week. They didn't do it. I don't believe this team is capable of that. Last year's team, of course. The last five versions of the Chiefs that we've seen, this year's Kansas City Chiefs team has not shown me that they're capable of beating anybody. That's not what they've shown me. That has not been their consistent actions.
I agree. And I feel like every year around this time of year, except for this year is going to be new and different because we're not going to talk about the postseason. I feel like every time this type of year, text lines and Chiefs fans start playing the schedule game. Oh, you know, so-and-so only beat so-and-so and so-and-so only beat so-and-so. So that means that while the Chiefs took care of business, X, Y, and Z. If we're going to play the schedule game with the Chiefs, which we can do because they're 6-7, have they beaten a really good team? is their best win Baltimore, who might be an 8-9 division champ?
Or the Lions.
Who are fighting for their playoff lives in the NFC.
The Lions are a good team.
I think they're a good team. They might be on their couch, the same way the Chiefs are on their couch. Fair. Like, now that's because the NFC is better than the AFC.
Games. Yeah, the Lions might win 11
games. It's a product of the NFC, but like, if you go through the Chiefs' wins, outside the Lions, it's mostly teams you think, I don't think they're very good. And the Chiefs gobble up those teams. And if it's teams you're like, oh, they're pretty good, the Chiefs really struggle with those teams.
Let's go back to the phone line. Sam called into the show today. Sam, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Doing good, bro.
Yeah. I'm in a weird spot with this, man. Like, my thought, if I can offer just a little optimism, is that maybe going forward, a season like this could be the best thing that happened to this team. Because what I think happened is that this team got way too comfortable being on top. They got way too comfortable being the top dogs. And in the process, they got soft. I mean, let's be honest. They're soft. This isn't the gritty, tough Chiefs football that we saw in the Super Bowl 57 and 58 runs. You know, it's like watching the Mickey Mouse Club out there. And they needed to get humbled. Honestly, they really needed to get humbled. So I don't necessarily want them to tank, but man, these guys got to start playing like their jobs are on the line, because I don't think there's one guy in that locker room not named Patrick Mahomes that is safe for next season. They could win out. I still don't think it'll make a lick of difference. I don't even want them to make the playoffs, because they're just going to get embarrassed in the wild card. And this season's been embarrassing enough. I want to avoid any further embarrassment. So that's my thoughts.
Sam, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Sam got me thinking something about this team. And this is something that at the time we all celebrated, but now in hindsight, I think kind of goes to show you how they feel. Rob, can you tell me why this organization signed up to do a documentary during the course of a season? This wasn't like a Hard Knocks. The kingdom was, hey, look at how great we are. Like, that was the purpose of it. Am I lying? I mean, I liked it. It was a very, very good show. But think about it. Hey, we're going to win the Super Bowl again this year. I really think what happened to this team is, I think they were super focused last year because they were chasing something. And I think when you lose that goal that you were chasing, I think they've kind of struggled to kind of like find the why. So to some of this, I'm with you. I think the Chiefs next year, the humbling of all of this and the humbling of 2025 and everything that happened, I think they just need a new mentality. And I made the point yesterday, man, it is hard to want when you have. It's hard to stay hungry when you have everything. You have everything. The Chiefs have had everything for the last 4 or 5 years. The Broncos don't have anything. The Bills don't have anything. The Ravens don't have all of these teams that you're going up against. They want exactly what you have. So they're waking up every day training to beat you. That is not really what the Chiefs have been doing for the last couple of years. We're going across the globe. We got a documentary going on. We got our own stuff going on. And I think in some ways that absolutely caught up to them.
I wonder too, if to the caller's point and to your point, I wonder if, I don't know if the term is complacency, but there was a thought among fans that if you just roll the ball out there and the game's important, the Chiefs will win it.
Chiefs fans acted like the regular season wasn't important.
And I wonder.
I mean, I would say that, and that feeling, I'm sorry to cut you off, Rob, that feeling was happening this year. You remember the tone after the Buffalo loss. Oh, this doesn't matter. We always lose to Buffalo.
It was that way for every regular season loss until recently. I wonder how much, if any, of that permeated into the team. Because I have first things first on back here. Nick Wright was screaming it on Fox Sports 1 every week. The regular season's a practice for the Chiefs. There was a belief, at least by fans and media types, that, hey, when the games matter, the Chiefs will just flip a switch and they'll go get it. And to an extent, last year they did that. Remember, me and you were skeptical. We were saying, something doesn't add up. They're winning all these close games against the Panthers and these bad teams. Something doesn't feel right. And then that first round that they played after the bye, they took care of business, easy money against the Texans, and they looked a class above the Bills, despite the fact it was a close game. You were like, oh, now the Chiefs are the Chiefs again. I wonder if that thought that, hey, roll the ball out there, tell us the game's important, and we'll just go to work, permeated to the actual team, because the fans have felt that way for a while. Wake me when real football starts. Real football started. They're 6-7.
Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Spencer calling into the show. Hey, Spencer, how you doing, my man?
Hi, C-Dot. I'm good. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
So it's been interesting listening to those first two phone calls and your guys' conversations, because it seems like those two callers were on pretty, you know, two extremes. And I think I'm somewhere in the middle. And the reason I say that is if we could say that, you know, we went out and we make the playoffs for sure, of course you want to, you're going to take that chance. But the problem is we have to hazard ourselves and realize that we can't say that right now. What we can say is that we can win out and decrease our draft position. And I personally think that drafting, you know, more towards the 10 spot than towards the 20 spot will make a difference for this team in getting younger and better year over year. And, you know, just looking at this Chargers game coming up, I might be wrong, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe if they lose that game, then the math gets really rough, and it'll, I think at that point it'll make all the sense to lose out. But I think it even makes sense right now, because you can secure a better draft pick, whereas you're just relying on way too much to even get there. And you're not sure you're going to be able to take that chance on Patrick and Andy and all of these people that have done great things for us. So that's what I kind of think about it.
No problem, Spencer. I appreciate the phone call. I will say this about the draft. If you really want the Chiefs to go get a pass rusher, like a premium pass rusher, in the Patrick Mahomes era, they will never have a better chance than they have right now. If they get the 17th overall pick, you can get a good defensive lineman at 17. Like, you can find a day one starter. None of this, oh, well, we're fine if he redshirts. No. If you pick 17, the expectation is that player will play immediately for you. That is a day one starter on your team. That is the hope. That's the expectation. I would say that's the expectation with their first two picks for next year. Because if we're just sitting here doing it, if they, let's say they get the 18th overall pick, and then if you look at in the second round, you get a mid-second round pick. I think Seattle had 18 and they had 50. Man, if you get two picks in the top 50, both of those guys need to be on the opening day starting 22. So I agree. I do think they could really use, they could use a defensive tackle that they drafted 18 and a new tight end that they drafted 50. And that's the plan moving forward for them. Now, you got to hit in free agency. You got to hit with some other picks. And they've done a really good job of those three through sixth round kind of finding guys, kind of plug and play. But when this team turned over the roster in a post-Tyreek Hill world, man, they hit on those picks. You drafted Nick Bolton with one of those picks. You drafted Creed Humphrey with one of those selections. You drafted George Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie, guys who instantly were able to start and be difference makers. That is what they need for this upcoming season.
I agree with you conceptually, but I will say, and I know we've talked about on the show, I think the idea that, oh, the earlier you draft, the more likely you are to hit. I don't know that's 100% correct. The Chiefs could have been hitting where they've been drafting now. It's harder. It's more work. It's a better scouting department. But the Chiefs are in the position they are not because of where they are picking, but who they are picking. And moving up to pick 18 does not guarantee that they're going to get the right guy. Like you said, you pulled the numbers earlier. Like Emeka Ebuka went 19 last year. I'm sure if we went pick 18 year by year by year by year, you're going to hear some names on there and go, who? Who is that? I've never heard of that person. So while pick 18 makes it easier to find an impact guy, and pick 50 makes it easier to find an impact guy versus pick 62 and 31, it's not a matter of the where to me. It's a matter of the who. And I reject this notion by fans of you have to move up in the draft because that's the only way to get good players. You could have had Sam Laporta, but instead you have Felix Anudike Uzama. That wasn't because you picked at 32 as opposed to 17. It's a matter of the who.
Let's take one more phone call on this. Michael in Chicago called into the show today. Hey, Mike, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great, and thanks for taking the call. I want to apologize for throwing a stray at you Monday about Trent McDuffie. We can have that fight another day.
It's all good.
You're a member of the family. And so thanks for the opportunity to call back in. Here's where I'm at on this. I think that with the Tyreek Hill trade, the Chiefs' margin for error went from pretty big to win a game to pretty tight. It's been tight the whole time. But what has kept them moving forward and winning these games is they were driving for greatness. You heard it in all their post-game interviews. You heard them. Even when they won the Super Bowl, they were talking about winning the next one. That united the leaders of the team. That united the franchise. I think that's why they did the documentary is because they were wanting to capture that drive for greatness. And they came, I mean, what they did was great. It was great. And they just came a game short of being like talked about like Michael Jordan with three-peats and, you know, two of them in the 90s and the like. They came just that short. I think you've stole my point already. They are missing that purpose this year. You just see it. Like, what makes a man get up on a Monday morning and do his job a little bit better than he did it before, right? It's purpose. It's something driving you. And they, what's been the purpose? What's been the drive this year other than just recovering from a butt-whooping in a Super Bowl? That hasn't been enough. And you can just see the execution isn't there, the drop passes, the mixed field goals, the inexplicable play calls in field goal range on a tie game, a game Marty Schottenheimer would have known exactly how to win, but our Hall of Fame coach doesn't know how to win. Like, that is what's missing them. So for me, the paradigm to this question is, what do you go? What route do you go? I'm very sympathetic to winning games. Like, as Herm Edwards so eloquently said, you play to win the game, right? You play to win the game, right? And so I hate the idea of losing. If you could thread the needle, for me, it would be that they win as many games as possible to still miss the playoffs, because I hate the idea of Travis Kelce finishing his career, and I think he is finishing his career. I hate the idea of him losing games, going out on that kind of a path. I want him to go out with wins, like with fun afternoons and big scores and him dancing in the end zone. I don't want him to go out with losses. But the Spurs dynamic is what pops up here. The Spurs, David Robinson was hurt. They get the number one pick. They get Tim Duncan. They're right back on top. David Robinson comes back, and they're back to winning. If we are able to get a Hall of Fame level D end or a Pro Bowl, I mean, Hall of Fame might be shooting high, but a Pro Bowl level D end here, a pass rusher, someone that can actually rush the passer, Steve Spagnuolo, looking at you, can we actually get a pass rusher on the field that can win on the first step? Like, we're right back in it, guys. We are right back in it with a lot of the talent that's on here and guys actually catching the ball. So that's, we need to draft the next Pro Bowler. That's what we need to do.
I'm 100% with you, Michael, man. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's going to be top on my list. I haven't made my official end of the season list. Finding a dog on the opposite side of George Karlaftis needs to be priority number one. Priority number one. You need what this defense needs is somebody who can go get you 10 sacks. That's what they need. Because the expectation for their defense was that you had those two guys. Chris Jones is no longer a 10-sack guy. He's a 5-7-sack guy. George Karlaftis, the expectation was that he was going to make up for it and be a 15-sack guy, and you were going to get it that way. No, they need to go find somebody opposite. They need a dog on the other side, and they don't have that. They have two dogs on their defensive line. You need like 4 or 5 when it comes to that, or you just need two incredible defensive linemen. I don't think they have that right now. We'll keep your phone calls going on the other side. 913-586-7965. We were asking the question, would you rather the Chiefs just have the 18th overall pick or make the playoffs and then roll the dice and see what happens? We'll take more of your phone calls. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. We'll get to the hits here coming up in just a bit. I want to play some audio for you guys here coming up momentarily. We'll also get to these couple of phone calls that we have. So we were asking this question. If the Chiefs finish 9-8, 10-7, they would have about somewhere between the 15th to 18th pick. Last year, Seattle, they won 10 games. They had the 18th overall pick. Would you take the 18th overall pick or see this team get to the second round of the postseason and roll the dice and see what happens? We've been taking you guys' answers on that. We'll get back to that in a bit. Before we do that, I do want to play for you guys something that Nate Taylor had to say. He was on the Midday Show. Listen to this about Rashee Rice.
Hey, man, like the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix, and then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage? It has become apparent that although he can create space, although he does have a good telepathic sense for what Patrick likes, especially when he scrambles, he does not give good effort when it's man-to-man, period. His effort is lacking when the play call is man-to-man or when there's a safety over the top that suggests, hey, man, I exist. You're their number one receiver, right? This is what Justin Jefferson gets. This is what Chase gets. Hey, man, like, you want to be the number one receiver, right? Hey, I'm a safety. I'm over the top.
You're going to have to work inside of that. Yeah.
Like, can you beat me? It's one-on-one. You want to give good effort? Hey, man, I know the play is not necessarily for you, but, like, how am I giving more effort than you?
I think Rashee Rice is going to be on the team next year. I do not think it is 100%. Not at all. Going into the last year of a contract, maybe the Chiefs, like, we have the conversation that the Chiefs should pay Rashee Rice and get ahead of things because you save money. What if the Chiefs have an organization have just decided we're not paying Rashee Rice and you are ready to get out of his contract and get what you can while he's still there? What if they think he's George Pickens? Like, there's a possibility that that's how the Chiefs see him, as George Pickens, and we're ready to move on and we're ready for a different situation. So I don't know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. I am not 100% certain that he is on the team next year. I think he is, but I don't think if we get the tweet in early March that the Chiefs have made the decision to move on from Rashee Rice, it is not going to be some huge shocking development to me. Hurt, off the field issues, effort issues, hey, we think it's in our best interest to just move on. We were not giving him $60 million guaranteed. We can't, I think, in one breath, and Rob, you've made this point, talk about how we think they should turn the roster over and then suggest to bring everybody back. No, you got to make some radical changes. That's how you turn things over. I think there is a chance that Rashee Rice is not a part of their long-term plans. Hurt, effort issues, off-the-field issues. We don't know if we can trust you with this amount of money. We are happy to move in a different direction as an organization. We're going to take our second-round pick so we didn't lose anything from a draft pick compensation, and we'll take another swing when it comes to a wide receiver. I think there's a chance that happens this offseason. Let's go to the phone line. Seth called into the show. Hey, Seth, how you doing this evening, man?
Hey, what up, brother? So, you know, think about that question you're asking. Hey, would you rather tank or would you rather go for it in the playoffs? I hear what that caller saying earlier about how, you know, getting that 18th pick is not going to make a difference. I hear that. But when I think of that question that you're asking, too, I can't help but think of the great-grandfather of our amazing country that goes by the name of Dr. Phil. He once said, you can't put feathers on a dog and call it a chicken. So you can't put a currently 6-7 team into the playoffs and expect us to win the Super Bowl. And then if we don't make it, we hold everyone accountable. We need that accountability. So not making the playoffs is going to bring that accountability that we so need. We could build a player staff. We could get those players with the 18th pick. Cool, great. But we've already dug ourselves in that hole for that cap next year, to where I think the biggest thing that not making the playoffs is going to do is going to help us bring that accountability to our coaching staff, to bring in the talent to help develop what we got. I mean, look what Bieniemy's done in Chicago just as a running back coach. I mean, we need some development from our coaching staff to bring to the players. I think that's the biggest thing that we could really need right now as a franchise.
Seth, anytime somebody quotes Dr. Phil on the show, they had a great phone call, in my opinion.
He said, grandfather of this country.
That's what he said. I wish we had a pizza to give him, like, back in the day. I'd have gave that man a pizza. Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, why would we not pay Rashee Rice? All of a sudden, the station hates him. He's barely been hurt, and he has one incident. How many incidents did Tyreek Hill have? Tyreek Hill in his third season had 87 catches for 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns. That's why he was allowed incidents. Tyreek Hill is probably going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We know the rules are different for different people. The Chiefs are willing to put up with Tyreek's off-the-field incidents because he made them a drastically different team. The Chiefs had maybe one of the three best offenses in the history of the National Football League when they had Tyreek on their team. So, yeah, I'm not comparing Rashee Rice to Tyreek Hill.
I know we're up against the break. Can
we got time to take one more call. Go ahead. Know,
but real quick. The texter saying that Rashee Rice is barely hurt, he missed an entire season of football.
For sure.
Maybe we have different definitions of barely hurt. Maybe the fact that he's still playing means that he was barely hurt. He missed 13 games last year with a massive knee injury. That's not barely hurt to me. That's a guy who was, in fact, very hurt last season. And that's before he ever had an incident. So it's not just, oh, he's had some injuries. He had a massive injury at 24 years old.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm not even joking. Like, Rashee Rice has played in 21 games. I bet you he has missed 21 games so far in his NFL career. Like, we could look it up to get the exact number. I mean, it's probably game played 21, probably games missed like 19. He's been there half of the time. He had a felony incident, and he is a receiver with a knee injury, and I would say in some ways a limited skill set.
Whose effort is now being questioned?
I'm not saying it is 100%. I'm just saying is what if we get the tweet from Adam Schefter that he ends up being traded, it will not be like, man, this came out of nowhere. I can't believe they did this. It will make some sense if they move on from Rashee Rice. Jay, we got like 90 seconds left in the segment, man. I'll give them to you. How you doing, man?
Hey, first of all, thank you, Maddie. I appreciate it. Love your show. You know, I've seen this stuff for a long time. First of all, when it comes to Rashee Rice, you know, I got to agree with you. I don't care. If he didn't drop balls, there wouldn't be an issue with it, right? But these receivers drop balls. Tyreek didn't. So, when it comes to the Chiefs, playoffs, first draft, come on. There's so many losers in the draft that get taken, and you see it every year. Chiefs are a good organization. I trust them at any pick. I go with the playoffs because guess what? Free agents want to come to play with you when you're a playoff team. And since they implemented salary cap, and free agency associated with that, you know, changed the importance of the draft. Still very important, but it changed it. You didn't have a quarterback from Oklahoma being the highest paid player in football who had never taken a snap. That's what changed. And that's all I got to say, guys.
No problem, Jay, man. I appreciate the phone call. Someone said, I hate when you guys do this. Why are we holding his injury against him? Because that's football. Because that's football. He has a significant leg injury. Yeah. So when it now comes to how I think you're going to hold up and what that means for, it's one thing to be hurt on now your rookie contract. Yeah, that absolutely matters when we're deciding it. Again, I'm not telling you, my stance right now is trade Rashee Rice. I'm just simply telling you that we can't have the stance of, man, we got to turn over the roster next year and their entire foundation is coming back. No, somebody has to go. Everybody can't come back. That's not just on the sideline. That's on the field, too. Everybody cannot come back this season. Rashee Rice, Trent McDuffie, those guys that I would say now you're making a decision on who you want to pay, somebody is not going to be on next year's Kansas City Chiefs team, and we're trying to figure out who that could be. Keep it right here, Sadrive.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.